Lesson 16. The Last Queen of the Islands. Although she never dreamed it would happen, Liliuokalani Kalani grew up to become the queen of the Hawaiian Islands. Born on the island of Oahu in 1838, she was in her teens when her parents died. Her older brother, Kalakaua, became her guardian. They were kin to the Hawaiian royal family, but Kalakaua was not expected to succeed to the throne. When King Lunalilo died in 1874, after ruling for barely 1 year, many believed that Queen Emma, widow of a former king, would be chosen to succeed him. It came as a surprise to Queen Emma's supporters that the elected members of Hawaii's governing body passed her by and proclaimed Kalakaua king instead. King Kalakaua reigned for 17 years. He had no children, so following the death of his younger brother in 1877, he chose Liliuokalani to succeed him to the throne. She ruled in her brother's place when he was absent from the kingdom and represented him at Queen Victoria's Golden Jubilee in London in 1887. The islands were dominated at that time by powerful planters and businessmen. Chief among them was Sanford Dole, a lawyer and a politician, and the planter's natural leader. In 1887, this group forced Kalakaua to sign away almost all of his powers, making him Hawaii's ruler in name only. Liliuokalani ascended the throne of Hawaii following her brother's death in 1891 and promptly set about regaining real power. The Hawaiian people resented the takeover of their government by the Haoles, as the white-skinned Americans are called in Hawaiian. They supported their queen. When Liliuokalani declared a plan for government that gave more power to native Hawaiians, the Haoles formed a committee to stop her. On January 16, 1893, the Haole leaders brought in American sailors and Marines, who were stationed on nearby ships, to prevent riots from breaking out in support of the queen. The next day, the Committee of Haoles set up its own government with Sanford Dole as leader. Liliuokalani opposed this and asked the President of the United States for help. After an investigation, President Grover Cleveland ordered that Liliuokalani be returned to the throne. But Dole claimed that the U.S. government had no right to interfere in Hawaii's affairs. And on July 4, 1894, he assumed the presidency of the new Republic of Hawaii. Liliuokalani remained queen, but with no power to govern. Early the next year, a group of Liliuokalani supporters rebelled against the new government. The attempt was badly bungled, failing miserably. Dole accused Liliuokalani of provoking it and arrested her. Although she steadfastly denied being involved, messages between her and her followers had been intercepted, and weapons were found in her home. Liliuokalani was told that if she would abdicate, her supporters, who were then in jail, would not be put to death. To save their lives, she agreed to step down. She was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment for her role in the revolt. After 8 months, Dole pardoned her on the condition that she take no further part in politics, and she withdrew to her home, where she continued to fly the Hawaiian flag. In 1898, Hawaii became part of the United States, with Sanford Dole serving as governor. During World War I, the first Hawaiians died fighting for the United States against Germany. The day she received the news, Liliuokalani lowered the Hawaiian flag and hoisted the Stars and Stripes.